Hi there, I'm Claudia Hammond. Thanks for downloading Health Check, the show with the latest health stories from around the world. Today we have the tale of the Indian scientist who spent decades developing a vaccine against getting pregnant. Could he soon see success?
It's my prayer to God to please do it in my lifetime. You know, I'm already 92 years old.
He says if it happens in the next 2 years, he'll be so very happy.
Why women's risk of breast cancer goes up for a while after they've given birth, and the next time you're trying to remember something, could walking backwards help you? We're starting today with yellow fever and some good news about the vaccine. An outbreak in the south of Nigeria started more than a year ago and is still going, with 55 people confirmed to have died and 3,500 who've been infected. There is an effective vaccine and campaigns have taken place there in 10 different states. But getting hold of enough Thanks, James. Now, we're staying with vaccines, but this time not against a disease, but against getting pregnant. According to the WHO, more than 120 million couples globally want effective contraceptives, but either can't get hold of them or aren't keen on the existing options. New forms of contraception are often slow to come to market. For several decades, there have been attempts to develop a contraceptive vaccine, which works very differently from long-lasting hormonal injections. And currently, India is leading the way. Chavi Sajdev reports from the city of Delhi.
I'm in New Delhi, India, where the population density is 11,000 people per square kilometre. Within the next decade, we're poised to overtake China as the country with the highest number of people.
The population of India is almost 17% of the world's population. It is 1.37 billion and rising every moment.
This is Dr. Rohini Sehgal, a medical scientist in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences here. She has studied not just contraception, but attitudes and perceptions towards contraceptive methods in India.
Contraception is the key thing to control the population.
The latest data from 2015 says that 54% of India's population uses some kind of contraception, which means almost half, 46%, does not.
And about out of that, 13% is unmet need. 13% are wanting to use, but they're unable to get the right method.
The right method. That is the holy grail that people all over the world are looking for, because every method has a drawback. According to Dr. Sehgal's surveys, the most widely used method of preventing pregnancy in India is female sterilization, a non-reversible invasive surgery. For the other methods, men say condoms compromise their pleasure, and women say oral contraceptive pills cause hormonal imbalances. The IUD causes excessive bleeding in a population that's already anemic. The vaginal ring, a method Dr. Sehgal says is excellent, doesn't work for most Indian women because of a cultural difference. It falls out when using a squat toilet. So what would work? What would women use? Something which
will require only periodical intake, not day-to-day remembrance of taking a pill or whatever. It should not change the menstrual pattern, nor the bleeding, nor disturb their normal ovulatory pattern.
And that's what Dr. Gursaran Talwar is working on. Talwar, who is an immunologist of some repute, has created a vaccine against pregnancy.
Okay, and so this is our small little lab, which currently is in tatters.
What is happening here?
The culture is going on. They have inoculated the plants, the culture is going on.
Culture of what?
Of bacterial culture.
At 92, he is still sprightly, and his smile and enthusiasm are infectious. He met me at his research lab, where his postdocs were purifying a protein and growing bacteria cultures in a centrifuge machine.
We purify the pellet and then we check the samples on the gel that is our protein expressing, is it present or not.
Wearing a jaunty embroidered vest made by tribals in northeast India, Talwar told me about how he was moved by an encounter with a villager who said he wanted to stop having children, but echoed what Dr. Sehgal's surveys said. None of the government's family planning methods were working for his wife and him. As an immunologist who created the first vaccine against leprosy, Talwar immediately hypothesized that there must be some way to inoculate women against getting pregnant.
Vaccines are there to induce immunity, to ask your immune system to make antibodies and cell-mediated immune response to what you have injected or given orally.
So how can you build immunity to reproduction or conception?
Well, that obviously, even the idea was revolting. But let me tell you how it all happened.
Under normal circumstances, fertilization occurs in one of the fallopian tubes and then the fertilized egg moves towards the uterus. After 5 or 6 days, the embryo finally reaches the uterus where it implants itself in the endometrium or uterine lining with the help of a hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin or HCG. That's when a pregnancy really begins. Talwar came up with a vaccine which induces antibodies against HCG. He figured that if he could suppress the production of HCG, it would disrupt the process of getting pregnant. If HCG is not available, the embryo can't implant. He believed that the vaccine would be reversible and that once a woman stopped taking it, she could again conceive. Plus, he says he solved a major problem by making it so targeted.
You know, there is no HCG in a non-pregnant woman. So it will have no side effects.
Women were given 3 doses of the vaccine every 2 weeks and then a booster when the levels of the antibodies dropped 3 to 6 months later. By 1994, phase 1 safety studies had been done in India and 5 other countries and it seemed to work.
In 12-24 cycles, only 1 pregnancy took place. So highly effective.
But when Talwar retired from the National Institute of Immunology, all work on the vaccine, the next phases, trials, everything stalled. Until 2006, when the National Institutes of Health in Washington, D.C. called him and asked him,
"Would you be willing to revive the vaccine?" "Willing? Why?" "I would love to, but give me a grant." They gave me a grant to revive the vaccine.
The vaccine is made using recombinant DNA technology, so it's easy to produce and distribute consistently and cheaply. It has gone through rigorous retesting, and they finally have permissions from the government to start human trials.
It's my prayer to God to please do it in my lifetime. You know, I'm already 92 years old.
He says if it happens in the next 2 years, he'll be so very happy. And so seemingly would a lot of women.
Maybe it will replace the female sterilization more, because chances of reversal are more. And it is a non-surgical method, injectable, because we have been interviewing people and we believe that women are looking forward to a vaccine like this.
Chavi Sachdev on the search for the perfect contraception. This is Health Check on the BBC World Service. I'm Claudia Hammond and BBC Science and Health correspondent James Gallagher is my guest today. Now, we've got a lot of vaccine stories today and a woman who was hugely influential in the history of vaccine use in the US has died. She was called Betty Bumpers and here she is speaking in a local film about her life in 2012.
One of the happiest days of our lives is